Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we look at the effects of lean. Lean, also known as Sizzurp, Dirty Sprite, or Purple Drank, is a popular drug in the United States and Nigeria that is now being used by adolescents in Jamaica. It is usually a combination of cough syrup or codeine, soda, and candy that is mixed and ingested. Research analyst at the National Council on Drug Abuse, Yuki Atkinson, says users get a high from the codeine present in the cough syrup. Codeine is also available on its own as a prescription drug.
It's an opiate, an opioid, and it is generally used for painkillers, and that is what gives you the high from the mixture. Now, the danger with it is that cough medicine is made for a particular condition. It is not made for you to be able to feel good. When you get cough syrup, it is prescribed at a certain measurement. What young people are doing are just, you know, pouring the mixture, not in keeping with what the dosage is supposed to be.
The drug has the potential to kill, as users in the United States have overdosed, resulting in death. Substance abuse officer at the National Council on Drug Abuse, Daniel Brown, says adolescents find various ways to get their hands on the ingredients for the mixture.
You have some sites on Instagram. You actually can order your drink from and they deliver it. They remix lean. But what most students are doing now is actually using, like, for example, over-the-counter cough medication and mixing it with the Sprite and the sweets.
Since most cough syrups available over the counter do not have codeine, the mixture with those kinds of syrups is less potent, but still gives users what they call a buzz. The chemical in the over-the-counter cough syrup which causes this buzz is called dextromethorphan, or DXM, which can cause long-term effects when abused.
So what most students do is that they drink it over a period of time every single day. What has a long-term consequence? Like most of them, one of the things is sleep, is impaired vision, is slurred speech, diarrhea, vomiting, all of these different factors what are at play.
Other symptoms associated with the long-term use of lean include urinary tract issues, dental decay over time, weight fluctuation, nausea, and memory problems. Because the phenomenon is new, there is no available data as to the prevalence of its use. But Ms. Atkinson says, based on reports from school administrators, the drug is popular in schools across the island.
But we have been across the island discussing this with young people, and as far as Portland too, Negril, our young people are aware of it. Either that they have, you know, they say, oh yes, I have a friend who was in school, you know, when I was in school, yes, my friends used to fix it and so on. So it is something that is definitely here.
Focus group discussions conducted by the National Council on Drug Abuse have revealed that the use of lean exists across classes and socioeconomic realities. Ms. Atkinson says because it is not a traditional drug, young persons may perceive it as less harmful.
And so, you know, not smoking and not drinking, it's just cough syrup, you know? So the severity of it is not appreciated because it is something that is legally available.
It can be detrimental
to their health.
Parents, guardians, and teachers can look out for the following signs to know if a person is using lean. Unusual change in behavior, change in friends, sleeping more than normal, the presence of excessive amounts of candy wrappers, foam cups, cough syrup, and soda bottles around the house. Changes in communication, weight fluctuation, deterioration in physical hygiene, and lack of interest in usual activities are also other signs that a child may be using lean or another drug. If you or anyone you know is using lean, you can get help from the National Council on Drug Abuse by calling 876-564-4375 or 876-926-9002. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next time for more, and until then, stay healthy.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.